New TNT security head must be fully empowered to fight burgeoning crime. By Carlton Joseph. In a surprise move on Sunday, Dr. Keith Rowley, PM of Trinidad and Tobago, TT, appointed Brig Gen Anthony Philip Spencer, former ambassador of Trinidad and Tobago in Washington, D.C., to be acting head of the Strategic Services Agency, SSA. Interestingly, the current head of the SSA has been placed on administrative leave, leaving one to believe that the Joint Select Committee, JSC, on National Security has discovered some type of impropriety, misconduct, or unprofessionalism at the agency. It must be, because they recommended to the cabinet that the head of the SSA be replaced immediately, and that new leadership and management be installed with dispatch. With rampant crime in the country, over 700 violent deaths for 2023 and murders rising, TT is rated as having the sixth highest crime rate in the world. This situation is unacceptable and must be addressed. Opposition MP, Dr. Rudal Mumalal, described the proposal for a Border Protection and Security Agency, BPSA, as an act of hypocrisy, asserting that it was a political ploy before the general election due in September 2025 and that the BPSA proposal in 2015 and had not been implemented. He also inferred that PM Rowley's action was initiated because of the upcoming visit of U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary Linda Specht, Bureau of Political Military Affairs, who will meet with government ministers for bilateral discussions on advancing robust security cooperation between the U.S. and TNT. Regardless of Mumalal's accusations, crime is totally out of control and something must be done immediately. This is why opposition politics is so disgusting and stupid. Opposition for opposition's sake is ignorant. Good sense must prevail. Interestingly, he said that opposition leader Kamla Persad Bisesser was on record suggesting that the National Security Ministry be divided into different components, and that the opposition was not necessarily objecting to a BPSA, but it required significant legislative change, and that change would take time. Mumalal needs to understand that TNT does not have time. Crime has been talked about for the past 20 years under the UNC and the PNM administrations. Time is of the essence. Trinidad and Tobago must act now or the country will become a failed state. The JSCS report recommended that border and security functions be taken out of the understaffed Customs and Excise Division, said, so that the SED could focus on taxation and revenue collections, and that law enforcement and security functions should become a new division. BPSA, under the Ministry of National Security, MNS. This reorganization seems plausible. A fully staffed BPSA, possibly under the SSA, with a qualified person, like Brig Gen Philip Spencer in charge of SSA, someone who is outside the local, potentially corrupt pool of candidates, should be able to deliver positive results and address the issues like gang-related, drug-related, and senseless murders that plague the country. Prime Minister Rowley should remove the acting head from Philip Spencer's title because it implies that the position is temporary and that he is considering other candidates. This indecisiveness undermines the authority of Spencer and encourages high-level people from the old corrupt staff to jostle for positions and cause the new division to fail. Authority and responsibility must be fully vested in Brig Gen Philip Spencer, as without it the organization will not achieve its mission. The JSC report also noted that the bulk of illegal guns are imported through legal ports, creating a lucrative firearms industry. Gang activity has been linked to illegal quarrying, organized robbery, marijuana, human smuggling, and illegal gambling, among many others. The Global Organized Crime Index noted that TNT is a well-established destination country for heroin and cocaine from Venezuela and Guyana, while the country's northern port, Chaguaramas, serves as a major launching pad for cocaine to Europe. The ongoing Venezuelan crisis, created by the U.S., has exacerbated TT's arms trafficking market. Worst, the previous agency's screening equipment has not detected any illicit firearms in 2 years. and containers were being checked through physical examination while the procurement process to acquire new scanners is defunct. Clearly, something needs to be done to rectify this ridiculous state of affairs. JSC also proposed an organizational structure that mirrors already established local law enforcement agencies. This recommendation should be reevaluated because mirroring agencies that do not work is counterproductive. The organization must be structured to accomplish T&T's national security policy goals and protecting the lives of its citizens. The organization structure must align and leverage its resources to ensure accountability and authority. Achieve cooperative institutional order. And reduce destabilizing self-interest within the ministry in order to increase the probability of success. Trimbagonians in Washington, D.C. and in America have seen how tirelessly Philip Spencer worked representing Trinidad and Tobago and ensuring that foreign nationals know that they are appreciated. Trimbagonian Americans believe that the former ambassador is the right person for the job and extend our congratulations. We look forward to him doing a good job and assisting in reducing the crime rate in our beautiful country. Trinidad-born Carlton Joseph, who lives in Washington, D.C., is a close observer of political developments in the United States. The perspectives and viewpoints articulated by the columnist unequivocally do not represent or endorse the official stance or opinions of the publication.